This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Kevin Epling, co-director of Bully Police USA. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you for spending some time with us this evening. I wanted to talk to you tonight. We have talked before about the issue of bullying and tragically how it got connected to your life. But wanted to talk tonight, in addition to that, about the Bully Side Project, which is a theater piece at the Passant Theater at the Wharton Center this Wednesday at 7 p.m. And this has been a traveling exhibit that has done very well and sold and been at sold-out audiences across the state and other areas, and the connection to it, not just the bullying, but your son Matt's story is one of those being told on Wednesday.
Right. Matt is one of close to 10 stories that are going to be told during this this hour and a half performance. The Bully Side Project is based on the book called The Bully Side in America, which Tammy and I contributed Matt's story to, which is a story of seven individuals across the United States who took their life because of bullying. And the director, Lori Thompson Ott of Fenton, has actually created a very interesting story arc amongst all of these students, and then also incorporated like Phoebe Prince and Carl Walker into it as well. So you have a wide range of students, of situations. So it deals with physical, emotional, cyber abuse from peer to peer. So there's a lot in it. I think it's very educational for teachers, for law enforcement, for school principals who are thinking about, you know, is this an issue, which it is in every school today.
And I was reading some information from Bully USA, from your website, and I was kind of surprised, well, not surprised, I guess. Unfortunately, I know a little through this show and interviewing people, I know enough of a lot of information about it and how much it occurs. And I was reading legislation from Senator Glenn Anderson in Michigan on a House bill that he had introduced, and it talks about the number of students. Those numbers are high and getting higher involved with bullying on a regular basis.
They have been growing higher and higher. And what you probably saw, like on our website, is one of the older versions of the bill.
Yes.
And so we've gone through several different reiterations of the bill. But actually, bullying is growing. But I think it's always been there. Now we are being much more vigilant about reporting of it. So that's also adding to the numbers. But that tells me that a lot of people in different areas of the country are looking at this. And, you know, when I had the opportunity to sit behind the president and listen to him say some of these statistics, it is resonating at the highest level in the nation now that we have to do something to bring those numbers down, because we cannot have 160,000 kids a day across the United States stay home because they're afraid of what's going to happen at school.
Well, and that's the tragedy here is yes, there it's being reported more, and you know and live these numbers in this issue, but what about the folks that aren't telling and they're just living with the pressure and that we don't even know about?
Well, that also is very high, but I think what we've also tried to do is, and mostly in my own part, is empower those people to stand up for those who won't speak. And a lot of our students need to do that, is to step up and step in when something has happened to somebody else and just say, you know what, that is not what we do in our school. We treat each other with respect, and we're not going to go along with you because, you know, it's the students who can break that power base, and that's what we have to break in our schools. Is bullying really is about power and control. If you have the power and you can control the outcome of things and make people do things they don't want to do, that's the basis of bullying, and that's what we have to tell our students. And I've been able to see over the last 7 years, those students who are very active in their schools and in their communities of doing great things just because they had an idea.
Well, so if we're not getting as far as we want to as quickly as we need to with this legislation, the kids are stepping in and starting to take power and control back a little bit. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, they have. And also, I think parents across the United States, you know, parents like myself who have lost children, parents who are just really tired of what their children are going through, they're the ones that are starting to keep these extra statistics that nobody else has been and actually trying to advocate and become change agents in their own school. I have a woman in Pennsylvania who's been tracking teen suicides directly related to bullying, and so far this year we have had 15. Oh. We had one recently here in Michigan about 2 weeks ago, and we just had one in Pennsylvania a week ago. So we're at 15 confirmed bully sides. Last year we had 35. We're already halfway there. We had 35 last year. It's happening more and more. We have to get the word out. We have to let our students know we're working for them, that this is a major issue, and together we're going to do something about it. And that's probably what this performance is. This is what has happened to these individuals. We cannot allow this to continue to happen.
Now, and for people who want information, again, they can get tickets still, of course, for this performance Wednesday night, and they can get them by calling Wharton Center or Passant Theater?
Yes, whartoncenter.com. There are still tickets available. You know, we may end up, you know, trying to open some up to students, you know, in the area before the performance begins. We've put out feelers to Lansing School District, East Lansing School District. So if you're a parent and you think this would be something like your high school students or high school class, check with your school. Have them get a hold of me. We'll see if we can work them in, because this is something that will resonate with them and hopefully turn them into the agents of change in their own school and say, I'm not going to be that person that lets somebody else down.
Well, I can imagine how powerful this performance is going to be. Some other guests that are going to be there this week, CBS 48 Hours is coming to film, I assume you and other folks there, along with the Bully Side Project performance.
Yes, and myself and my wife, Tammy, and Michelle Calco, who lost her daughter, Christina, from Portage, Michigan, and Cynthia Logan, who lost her daughter, Jessie Logan from Ohio, is coming up. We'll all be interviewed. And what's really nice and about this is CBS got wind of it. They said, hey, what is this performance about? I've talked with them about it. And as the weeks have gone on, it's really grown into now it's going to become a focal point of a future show, where it was only going to be a piece of it. So now it's turned into a focal point, and that helps us get this message out that, you know, these are children we've lost, you know, to very sad circumstances, but by using their voice, by using their names, we are going to help other kids. And hopefully, you know, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to say, I'm going to make a difference for somebody else, or more importantly, yeah, I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm going to talk to somebody about this. And that's one of the issues is society is frowned on talking about teen suicide, but it's the number three killer of our young people. We have to talk about it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you have been in the forefront. You got drafted for this army. You didn't want to be here, but boy, have you taken this and made it powerful for everybody who hears your message. One of the messages, we've got to get legislation passed in the state of Michigan.
We do. We are one of the last five remaining states. Montana is nipping at our heels. Their law is in their Senate Education Committee, and I think all it just has to be passed to the floor for a vote. So they'll probably soon pass Michigan, and we need to make sure that every school district in the state of Michigan has an anti-bullying, anti-harassment policy, that it's followed, that it's disseminated to the parents and to the students, so everyone's on the same page, that school districts are working as a community with their law enforcement, with their park and rec, with their clergy, that this is the topic of the day.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I look forward to talking to you about other projects in the future and things that come up. I will be there Wednesday evening. My daughter Ashley's coming with me, and I encourage other folks to come and join us and watch this very important performance.
It will be very, very important. I thank you, you know, for your time. And again, if your listeners, if it's a great thing, if you think you have a problem at your school, tell your administrator, send a few teachers to this. Call your local law enforcement. Have them send somebody. If you can't make it, send somebody else, because that's how we get the word out. This is the ripple in the pond effect. Everyone has to walk away with something.
Absolutely. Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Very good. I've been speaking with Kevin Epling, who's co-director of the Bully Police USA, talking about the Bully Side Project performance Wednesday at 7 at the Passant Theater at the Wharton Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.